Feeling sorry for oneself was a trait Gwendolyn McAllister usually despised. However, on this particular evening, she indulged. What made this night so different than any other? Why was it that this date would be etched in her memory as the one upon which her life had forever changed? Gwen ticked off the many attributes that made this day appear so ordinary at first. She awoke in her comfortable bed, dressed with the assistance of her maid in her cozy bedchamber, then joined her father for breakfast. Such was her usual routine. Yet routines lull you into a false sense of security, don't they? Such was the case on this day, for it was during breakfast that Gwen's world as she knew it crumbled around her. On this morning, her father announced with an aloof finality that he was dying. Although his declaration alone was life-altering, he hadn't concluded there. No, Lachlan McAllister declared that he would see his daughter wed before his imminent demise, causing a knot of suspicion to coil within Gwen's abdomen. Try as she might, Gwen was unable to free herself from the notion that she wouldn't approve of her father's choice of suitor. As her sense of impending doom escalated, Gwen's breath became laboured by her tight corset. Gasping for air, she hurried out of the overcrowded ballroom, her slippers tapping against the marble beneath her feet like a drumbeat until she emerged onto the cool terrace. The white taffeta fabric of her gown rustled against the soft spring breeze as she left a throng of animated members of the Oton in her wake. With great care, she proceeded in the opposite direction of the ballroom in a deliberate attempt to get as far away from the gathering as possible. Fingering the demure, colourless ball gown her father had insisted she wear, an exasperated sigh escaped Gwen's lips. In comparison to the other women in attendance, clad in vibrant colours of the latest fashions, she felt like a child. Why would her father force her to wear such a dowdy frock if he intended to find a suitor for her? Surely adorning his eligible daughter in a garment that could best describe her as resembling a snow sculpture wouldn't attract many eligible gentlemen. Again, that nagging suspicion warned Gwen that he'd already made up his mind, this time causing hot thorns of anxiety to prick a path up her spine. Gwen perceived human shadows shifting between the moonlit outline of shrubbery in the gardens below, and lifted her skirts before quickening her pace. Delicate female laughter turned into a smothered giggle, and she avoided glancing in that direction, choosing instead to race toward the deserted end of the terrace, her sanctuary. The farther she journeyed from the open terrace doors, the softer the laughter and music became. She welcomed the sweet scent of jasmine that tickled her nose, deeply inhaling its familiar scent, as the combination of it and the faint music drifting from the interior of the ballroom began to numb her taut nerves. Gwen was in no mood for celebrating, and her cheeks ached from the polite smiles she'd offered the fops who approached her in the hopes of dancing with her, the same gentlemen whose smiles never quite met their eyes. She felt as if they pitied her, the outcast just returned from Scotland. Was there perhaps a bet wagered as to who could get the gossip about her first? Regardless, even if her assumptions were wrong, Gwen didn't want to smile, laugh, nor pretend to be happy. What she wanted, what she was in desperate need of, was a good long cry. Having reached the balustrade at the far end of the terrace, Gwen peeled her pristine gloves from her fingers, then grasped the cool stone with her bare hands, allowing the chill to permeate her fingers in the hopes it would ward off the red-hot sting of the tears that threatened to fall. "Papa is dying." She was in a state of disbelief, having never detected any signs of his ailing health. How could he be so ill? And how could he insist she marry someone that she neither knew nor loved?